Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. We're once again at our special start time to welcome a very special guest tonight. A man that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and a man that, well,
needs no introduction.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest, Hollywood Bobby Olson. How you doing tonight, my friend?
How you been, Ace? How you been? It's been a long time.
I've been good. It has been a long time. It has been a very long time.
Matt Chat is better than it's ever been. Am I right?
I mean,
it's because I'm here, but it's because I'm here. Let's be real. It's because I'm here.
Well.
Go ahead.
We agree on that one.
I know you want to admit it, but it's okay.
You know I'm not going
to
admit
that. So talk
that.
To me, Ace. Are we going to hit the ground running? Do you have a format? What goes on?
You know what?
On?
We're doing things a little different. And I admit I stole something from my co-host who has his own podcast on a different night.
That fat guy.
Yeah, that fat guy.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
So we're gonna do something that he does. He calls it the gauntlet. I'll call it the lightning round, just so I'm not completely stealing his crap.
Do you have lightning in you? You have thunder and lightning, Ace. Are you ready?
I've got. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to name some names. You're going to give me a short little talk on how you feel about them. You're going to, you know, shoot if you want. If you don't, then you can pass.
I don't know what that means, bud. I'm not familiar with the old shooterino, but our answer is honestly as humanly possible.
Be as honest as
I might plead the fifth
a
time or two. I might have to plead the fifth, but that's okay. That's half the fun.
Well, I'm going to start off with an easy one that I know you won't have any difficulty being brutally honest about. We'll go with your good buddy, Jerry Andrews.
You know, you summed it up. I mean, it's no secret. The dude's one of my best friends. He's making a little comeback down in the Middletown area. I can't remember what promotion it was, but he's getting back in the game. He is getting back in the game.
You know, I was actually very happy to hear that he was making a comeback.
Yeah, he's making a comeback. We're still good friends. I don't get to manage the guy. I'm doing my thing up here. He's doing his thing down there, and that's cool. That's how it works, man.
Since you mentioned you doing your thing, I'm gonna mention a couple of guys that I know you're very familiar with.
Okay.
I'm gonna start off with Ron Mathis.
Ron Mathis, the white trash muscle. I mean, but that's the white trash muscle. This guy, he'll flex on you. If you haven't seen this guy flex on somebody, you got to come out there. It's 1106 East 3rd Street, Dayton, Ohio. Check out Ron Mathis doing the flex. This guy has skills people don't even know about, I'm telling you. Ron Mathis, he's a player. That guy knows what he's doing.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to Jake Crist.
Prince of Dayton. The Prince of Dayton. What can you say about Jake Crist? Anybody listening right now knows. I would put him hands down best wrestler in this area. that might ruffle feathers. I don't really give a shit about that. Can I cuss on your show? You know,
that's hands down.
You can this is one of the, he is hands down one of the best wrestlers in this area, bar none.
He's definitely near the top of the list in my opinion too.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can argue it, but he's at the top of the list.
Here's a name you may not be as familiar with, but I know you're somewhat familiar with. How about Mark Magnum?
Mark Magnum. Now that guy, I haven't been around him for probably 2 or 3 years. The guy was a hell of a talker last time I saw him. We've always been cordial. The guy's he's a talker and a half, man. Lightning Tim Lutz. Okay, you want a speed round? You want the first thing that comes in my head when I hear Lightning Tim Lutz? Tony Danza. Anybody listening, look at Lightning Tim Lutz and tell me you don't see Tony Danza from Who's the Boss. Ayo, OA, if you're listening, Timmy Lutz, that's for you. You asked for the lightning round. That's the first thing that pops in my head with Timmy Lutz. The guy looks like Tony Danza. He knows it. It's been a joke for years. I think the guy looks like Tony Danza. He's a great hand. But yeah, he's Tony Danza. There you go. There's your lightning round, bud. I stumped the host. What do you think of that?
You didn't stump me. I'm just trying to compose myself after that because that one kind of caught me off guard.
Go look at his Facebook and tell me. You'll be hitting me up in an hour. He looks like A.O. away.
I'll have to take your word for it for now.
Okay. I know you're on dial-up over there, so it might take a little while for you to get connected.
How about Dave Crist? We already mentioned his brother, so.
Dave Crist, that's the Rockstar Pro Heavyweight Champion right now. I mean, that's the measuring stick at Rockstar Pro. Once again, the skills in the ring, they're unparalleled. The guys, he's CZW, Rockstar, the guys, he's been to Mexico recently. The guy's doing his thing. Now, do I have a problem business wise with him as the champion? You know, my boy Zachary Wentz is gunning for him. We're just gonna leave it at that.
All right, since you brought his name up, how about Zachary Wentz?
Keep your eyes on Zachary Wentz.
I really don't know anything about him.
He's about 2 years into the business right now, and the kid, he's not even a kid. The man is on fire. If you haven't watched him, look him up on YouTube, look him up on social media, Zachary Wentz. Managing this guy, I'm telling you, I get in awe. The stuff this young guy can do is unparalleled. And you wanted a shoot, there's a shoot. Watch Zachary Wentz. You won't be disappointed. How young and in the business he is, it's unbelievable. He's at CZW, the man is making moves, Ace. I can't stress it enough for people to look it up.
Some people have it, some people don't.
And this guy's got it. I mean, like tomorrow night, I'm going to go ahead and get my plug in. 6-man tag team match at Rockstar Pro Amped. 1106 East 3rd Street, Dayton, Ohio. You got the Bro Warriors and Desmond Xavier against the Foundation. That's Jake Crist. That's Ron Mathis. That's Zachary Wentz. I'll be in the corner. That's what I do. But just come out and see for yourself.
Okay, I was actually going to bring up the name you just said next, so we'll go with Desmond Xavier.
If anybody's listening right now, look him up. Put him on your social media. Put him on your radar if he's not already. This guy just had a match with Ricochet a month or so ago that will blow your brain wide open. These young guys are so athletic, it's scary. I mean, they've got – and to think, to be the ages they are with the skills they possess, and they've got nothing to do but keep learning and growing and going. And it's a great time right now. Now, is my boy Zachary Wentz, he's got him at the Horrorcore Eye pay-per-view in a ladder match. That's one you're going to want to see. Because these two are neck and neck. In a ladder match with these two, the winner gets a title shot with Dave Crist. I mean, come on. That's a match. That's fire. That's hot fire.
Okay, now, this is – we'll go away from the lightning round a little bit.
Okay.
And excluding members of – actually, we're just going to exclude the entire Rockstar roster for this question.
Okay.
Just because I know some people can be a little biased. In your opinion –
you calling me biased?
Who's the hottest guy on the independent scene right now? The best?
Probably Ricochet right now. Prince Puma, Ricochet. I tell you another one. I'll give you two. Ricochet, Swerve, Shane Strickland. Like, take a look at that guy. He's a CZW. He works for Lucha Underground. That's another guy. But yeah, Prince Puma. Ricochet, he's that guy is on fire everywhere, all the time.
I will say I enjoy watching Strickland in Lucha Underground.
Yeah,
I do enjoy watching him.
I mean, a hell of a worker.
I enjoy watching Ricochet as well in Lucha Underground. That's the only place I really get to see him, but.
I mean, and even though you excluded a rock star guy, I'm going to throw Sami Callihan out there. Sami Callihan is on fire as well.
I'll let that one go simply because.
I mean, I might be biased. He's I've managed him. He's 100%
agree.
Sami Callihan is. Yeah. I mean, that's the only reason his name didn't come first is because I was trying to think, like you said. I didn't want people to think I'm biased here, just, you know, putting over homegrown. But Sami Callihan is a good hand to have. He's a good guy to be around. He'll talk and help anybody. You can't go wrong.
I remember Callihan about, oh gosh, probably 10, 12 years ago when he was.
Callihan?
Exactly. When he was still Cannonball and he was a good-sized guy. And there were some people that I was associated with at the time whose names I will not mention.
Are you trying not to name drop me?
I'm trying to protect the innocent.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Who didn't think he was going to amount to much at all. And look at where he is now.
My question is, where are the guys
Absolutely.
That thought he wasn't going to be anywhere?
Where
are they at?
Person is currently not in the business anymore.
That's what I thought. I just had to, you know, I just want to put that at the end of the story there.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, just in case they're listening, you're wrong. We told them they're wrong.
Yes, we did. But so what's been new with you for the last couple years or so since we did speak? Because it has been.
Well, I debuted in November 2014 for Rockstar. Same old. I went from managing Nate Wings to I'm now managing Jake Crist, Ron Mathis, and Zachary Wentz, collectively known as the Foundation. Let's see. A couple months back, I went to New Jersey. I made my debut out there. I was pretty excited for that. had an opportunity to manage Jake Crist at a CZW show. That was an experience and a half. Never been thrown in barbed wire before.
Ouch.
Yeah, there's a little bit of pain involved there, Ace. I mean, I just steer clear of the barbed wire. From you to me to you, just say no.
I have no intention of getting involved in anything that it would include barbed wire. So,
but that did happen. I mean, that was a good time. Living the dream, man. I'd once said back in like 2 years ago. This is 2 years ago. I said, well, I'm going to go to try to get in Rockstar. Probably be my last run. 2 years later, I feel rejuvenated. I'm ready to rock and roll. Pardon that pun, but I went from thinking I was ready for a last run to it's like with what I've been doing and the level of guys that I've been able to work with, it's like a fountain of youth I've tapped. Like I'm having a heck of a good time.
Like you're not exactly a young guy here.
Whoa!
You're right around the 40-year-old mark.
Wow.
In that general area.
Yeah, little. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right, so.
You're in that general area.
Yeah, that vicinity.
So, with your current, with the way things are currently going for you, in your best case scenario, how many more years do you think you got in this business?
I'd say 2 to 5. 2 to 5 just depending on how everything holds up. I mean, I don't see me going anywhere anytime soon. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, I can look around and say the next generation of managers is safe. It's the only time I'll ever put you over. So if you're listening, enjoy it. And if anybody else is out there listening, enjoy it. JT Davidson has got the future managing well at hand. That being said,
wow.
We're like oil and water. We don't mix. But I'm telling you, that guy has got the future managing well at hand. So when I do go home, I will know that there will be more managers.
Because
it's a dying art form.
You actually gave me an idea. So we're going to backtrack a little bit. And I really hate to backtrack. And then to the caller that is patiently waiting on the air, I will get to you as soon as I finish what I'm about to do. Well, I'm going to throw two more names at you for the lightning round. Be as brutally honest as you want to be.
Let it rip.
JT Davidson.
I think I just did. He's the future. I've had matches with the guy. I've ran with the guy. I've had he gets it. He gets it. There you go. Lightning round. JT Davidson gets it.
Last one, and I did this last week, and the result wasn't exactly what I expected. I have a feeling this one's going to be even less of what I expect. Ace Diamond.
30 seconds on Ace Diamond. That guy, let me tell you, he gets it, and it was a pleasure to kick his ass. Do you remember when I kicked you?
I remember.
And beat
I
you
remember.
With your cane?
I remember.
Every time I hear Ace Diamond's name, that's the first thing that pops in my head.
Oh, I remember
I
that.
I smile
very
real
well.
Big, and yes. Yeah, when are you returning? That's what let's throw it at you. You're sitting on the shelf collecting dust. Let's talk about a guy that's well south of 30 years old who's burning daylight over here.
Well south of 30, I don't know what you're.
Oh, come on!
I don't know what you've heard.
You're at least 30. You got to be.
I'm well north of 30. I'm creeping
Come
up
on
that, 40.
That's a see, you feel me? You're burning daylight.
But we got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
First off, Bobby, if you want a real interview, come talk to me. I'll give you one on Thursday night. Ace, you're boring me. And if you're going to steal my shit, at least do it correctly.
You just got served.
Batman, I should have known that was you.
You should have, but you didn't because I'm slick like that. How's it going, Bobby?
You think you are?
Good, good. How you been, Fat Man Rob?
I'm doing good. You know, I got a radio show on Thursdays as well, and mine gets more ratings. So if you want more exposure, you go ahead and let me know.
Hey, you know what I am? I'm an attention whore.
Oh, I got
I like
you.
Talking.
I got you.
I like talking. You let me know. I don't know that you should be.
We get
you
on there. I can get you on there with I can get you on there with Uncle Simon at the same time.
Now that old man can't hang with me. He knows I love him. That old son of a gun. He can kiss my ass.
We got somebody else that wants to talk. So caller, you're on the air.
About
you're
fucking
welcome.
Time. Ace Diamond. First off, everybody knows you're over the age of 50. HBO, I don't mean to interrupt your conversation.
No,
thing, everybody. You know me. I've been a bit loyal fan of it, Hollywood Compound and everything. But Ace Diamond, if you're going to keep stealing Rob's shit, the lightning round, which ain't even really Rob's, it's mine. I pay for sponsorship to that. You're going to owe me money, old man. You've now used it twice. That's money
you
owe me, Ace Diamond.
Ace, you got caught, bro.
That is now money you owe me. And I don't mind you using it and stuff, Ace, but at least use it right and throw up the fact that this is sponsored by Fuck You Davidson T-shirt.
And he's muted because, I can do that.
Can he say the F word on the radio?
Yeah, he can.
Well, see, my show is a rated R show, so you can say whatever the fuck you want.
I like it. Hey, Nick Davidson, you're on mute, bro. What do you think of that? I'm talking to you. You're on mute. Ace Diamond, take care, bud. Sorry, I just always wanted to yell at somebody on mute.
Ace, I just wanted to... Go ahead.
I'm assuming you might have a question for Mr. Olson here.
No, I just wanted to call you and tell you were boring me and that, you needed to do my shit better if you're going to steal it.
Well, if my co-host would show up on time.
Well, you told me last week.
Ranks.
You see, you told me last week you didn't want me calling in and you never told me you wanted me to call back in. So I figured you fired me again and because my show was outdoing yours.
No, if I would have fired you, you would have known it. I would have told you you were fired.
You kind of told me not to call. Ain't nobody want to come and see him take 25 minutes to waddle his ass down to the ring because he got the best kept gimmick. Because he got the best kept gimmick in the history of professional wrestling. This motherfucker deserves awards.
Hey, you look it up on YouTube. I've seen this dude get in the ring.
It took him 25 minutes.
Well, it's close. Probably 15.
The man got the best kept gimmick in the business.
What is that?
Ace Diamond. He got the best kept gimmick. I'm waiting for him just to throw that cane down one day and just take off running.
You want to walk it out. Walk it out. We took a left somewhere. This interview's went straight to hell. What the hell? What's going on? Ace Diamond, control your show.
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
You lost all control. You've lost it, buddy.
I'm going to have to mute my co-host.
No, that's dissension.
You want to yell at him, too, while he's muted?
No, I did. I already got that out of my system. Man, that's like 10 minutes ago. Where you been, bud? That's like 10 minutes ago.
That was only 2 minutes ago, but that's
whatever.
Okay. I got a question.
Work with me. Work with me.
Is frequently
you got questions?
Asked on this show. What do you think of the current state of professional wrestling?
All right, indie wrestling's on fire right now. WWE, they're hitting the buttons, man. What I've seen lately, I mean, I've only seen the pay-per-views. I don't get to see too much during the week. It's been decent or above. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You look around, like, indie wrestling in general is on fire right now. These guys are...
I don't know. Did you happen to catch... I don't know what your schedule is like, but did you happen to catch Raw last night?
No, sir. No,
You did not see local... sometimes
well, I heard about one of my former HWA brethren, Nick Cutler, was on there last night.
Yes, he was. That's exactly what I was getting.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw a screenshot of Benjamin Boone on there as well doing something.
Could have been. I know Ice was on there.
Really?
Yes, doing security.
Very cool.
And I do
very
believe,
cool.
I actually do believe Benjamin Boone was on there also working security.
Yeah, I saw him in a screenshot. I'm not sure. I mean, and then you got Rich Swann on there. There's a lot of indie guys making their mark, buddy.
So
the Cruiserweight Classic. Tell me you watched the Cruiserweight Classic.
Oh, absolutely.
It was hot fire.
Every episode.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was some of the best wrestling that they've had.
I mean, I'm an old school guy. I like old school wrestling, but that was good.
You know what?
I grew up in the
80s. I'm an old, as did I, and I miss the old school storytelling. And actually, that leads me to an excellent question, I think. Do you believe with the new style of wrestling that the storytelling aspect has pretty much died?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
Stories are getting told just in a different way. And this is an old school guy that took a long time to adapt and get used to where wrestling's at. You have to grow with it. Because trust me, I would love nothing better than to turn on my TV and see the Mega Powers going crazy every Monday night. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But that's not happening. It's 2016 out there. And it is. If you watch it and if you pay attention, the stories are getting told. They just get told in a different way. You know what I mean? There's old guys out there that hate it. There's old guys out there that love it. And it's pro wrestling. I mean, just enjoy the show. Opinions are like, you know what, they all about smell the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask 10 people and get 10 different answers. But in my opinion, the stories are getting told in a different way. I mean, there's a smart company's got something for everybody. You've got the fans out there that want to see the Ring of Honor, technical, flipping, doing all that. And then you got the guys out there that want to see some Memphis bullshit in their matches. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay,
but,
I gotta ask,
the smart show's got a little bit of everything.
I got messaged by a loyal fan who wants me to ask a question that I'm somewhat hesitant to ask because I know I know you don't want to throw anybody under the bus, and I wouldn't want you to throw anybody under the bus.
Well, you ask it, and if I feel like throwing them under a bus, there might be a bus throwing.
If you feel like pleading the fifth to this question, I totally understand, because it could have some.
Well, throw it out. Let's see what. Obviously, it's somebody with no cojones.
I was told to ask you what the drug of choice at the Rockstar locker room was.
You got to be kidding me right now. What the? There's none there.
That's exactly what I figured.
I want to know who's got them kind of balls, but they won't say it. That's we're not even going to get into that, because who cares? Keyboard warrior, somebody texted you shit. Come on. Come on. Get out of here.
Oh, what can I say? The people ask, and I got to.
No, I understand. You're just really, I'm not going to kill the messenger, but come on. Okay, you're a jerk off. I'll just say, come on. Get out of here. Not you, whoever asked it. Okay, please do.
I'll tell you off the air who asked the question.
Can you mute the people and tell me so I can come back with a more informed response? Because that's what somebody's wanting. No, I'm not doing that. I'm above that. Come on.
I'll tell you off the air who did it, and you can handle it off the air if you want to.
Let me tell you, because the stupid question deserves a cheap plug. October 7th is Horrorcore, internet pay-per-view taping at Rockstar Pro. And that's right, hate it all you want. There's a casket match main event, Dave Crist versus Eric Ryan for the heavyweight title. You got Zachary Wentz versus Desmond Xavier, number one contender ladder match. And my buddies, the Rockstar Pro Tag Team Champions, Jake Crist and Ron Mathis, taking on the Bro Warriors in a weight room brawl. There you go. Take that, October 7th. Show up and ask somebody that question, bud. Huh?
Okay, now, I said something a few weeks ago. It was probably about 2 weeks ago. And you weren't exactly thrilled with my comment.
What'd you say?
I kind of compared two of your boys to.
Yeah, get out of here with that. You got to be kidding me. There's no similarities whatsoever.
The picture I saw.
Couple of buddies shaking hands? It's my profile picture on social media. Go look at it. It's a couple of buddies shaking hands. That's all it is. There's no.
Okay,
no.
If you want to call it that.
That's what it is. Don't get dirty, Ace. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, mine's got a permanent residence in the gutter.
I've seen the chick you ride the shows with. I know this.
I don't ride with her anymore. I barely talk to her anymore, so.
It sounded good, though. You know what I was getting at. Oh!
Yeah, you want to try to start shit, which.
No, never. Not me.
Yeah,
I'll text you the question later.
I can 100% guarantee you the answer to the question is no.
All right, Ace, come on, buddy. How much more time we got on air here?
Are we
boring these people to death?
Actually, we probably are, but. So let's. Well, shit. I'm going to do something that I really probably will regret doing.
Well, go ahead. Come on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just
got
to ask another question, so I had to. Had to reply to that question. So, all right. right, I got another person, and this is not lightning round. This is hopefully to open up a longer discussion about what I personally perceive to be, I don't want to say wasted talent. I want to say missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Is a better way to phrase it. Another guy you used to manage a long time ago.
All right, I got my thinking cap on. How far back are we going here?
We're going 3 years.
All right.
Dan Roberson.
Dan Roberson. I don't remember who that is.
Oh, you're killing me, Bobby. You're killing me.
The kid had potential at one point. I saw a little potential. I tried to help exploit that potential. Wasn't interested in learning. I don't know if he wasn't interested or if he – I don't know what the deal was. But he had a couple opportunities laid out and kind of what's the proper term? He shit the bed. Like he flaked. He flaked. There's a lot of that in indie wrestling, and the kid flaked on me. Did I get along with him? And I still talk to the guy kind of every couple months. We say, what's up? But, yeah, he wasted a lot of opportunity in the wrestling game. Because he had potential. He had skills. But when you're given an opportunity A and you take opportunity B, which is two steps below what you're trying to get to, it's the whole – I want to be a big fish in a small pond instead of vice versa. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I totally know exactly what you mean. And full disclosure, I managed him at the little closer to the beginning of his career. And no offense to anybody else I've managed prior to or since then, the kid was probably the most athletically gifted person that I ever managed.
Yeah, he had potential. Like I said, for days, the kid had potential, but, I mean, I don't even know if he still wrestles or not. I couldn't tell you that part.
As far as I know, he does not, but there have been some rumblings, not from him. I have not heard this directly from him, but there have been some rumors that he may try to get back into it.
Yeah, rumors and wrestling, brother, that goes hand in hand.
And as my opinion on that is, the kid is still young. And I think if he got back into it, knocked the rust off a little bit, I think he could be just as good as he was 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, but does he have the drive to do anything? That's the question.
That's the million-dollar question right there.
That's the question. You can have all the athletic ability in the world, but if you've got no drive or no commitment, who gives a shit?
Speaking of million-dollar questions, and this, I normally don't talk about anything but the indies on this show.
Yeah.
There is a very strong rumor going around that TNA is basically broke. They are scheduled to have Bound for Glory this weekend and do not have the money to produce the show.
Really? I haven't heard that one yet.
And there's also rumor that they could be looking to WWE to bail them out of the situation if anything happens. if anything happens, it has to happen by Friday for them to be
able
to.
You think it's
going to
happen?
I don't know.
See, the trick with those rumors is, like, I don't know how much of that's, you know what I mean? Like, how much of that's horse shit and how much of that's legitimate?
Right.
TNA is not the best, but I hate to see them go under because that's a whole lot of talented people losing jobs.
And the thing
even if it's not. Oh, go ahead.
The thing about it to me is the man formerly known as Cody Rhodes, who to me will always be Cody Rhodes, was supposed to make his Impact debut at Bound for Glory. So
now is that the one that is getting canceled this weekend?
Yes.
Ah.
There's potentially getting canceled. Now my question would be, will WWE not help TNA out just to prevent a guy who just left?
No. There's no way that decision will be made, I don't think, off of like whether one guy's working or not. You know what I mean? It's like there's all these tales that they used to help finance ECW just for like the competition, and obviously they stole some of their guys and a lot of their stuff. But you know, I don't think that they would be petty enough to, if they're gonna do it, they're gonna do it. If not, they're not. But I don't think it would be based solely off Cody's there, we're not gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's broader than something like that. At least that's my opinion. I might be way off base here, but I think a company that big and with that kind of money, I don't think that they would say that would be the reason.
Okay. Another person has messaged us, or messaged me, and wants me to ask you for, and this is something that I probably should have asked you 4 years ago.
What's that?
Face to face. What kind of pointers can you give to a manager just starting out in the business?
Like a rookie, greenhorn, fresh out the gates, or like? I'd say it's a lot of shut up and listen.
Less than 2 years in the business for sure. I know that much.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, first off, it's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow, but as a manager, you're not there. You're not. You shouldn't be the focal point. We can be a great addition. We're like a really good baked potato with a steak. I know that analogy's been used a lot, but you go for the steak. The baked potato is a really good side. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We are not the main event. We are not the main attraction. We are there to help with a guy's presentation. Maybe a guy that can't talk so much. There's a lot of reasons for a manager, but not a one of them is being a focal point like that per se. I mean, you have guys that I see it a lot on the indies too. There's a lot of ragtag managers out there. It boils out to somebody's homie that drove. You know what I mean? You have to have the gift of gab. I mean, like, there's a lot of rumor, or not rumors, there's an argument, you can read it on, I've seen it on documentary DVDs. Do you have to be a successful wrestler to be a successful manager? No, that's like saying you have to be a successful player before you could be a coach. It's two different breeds of animal. It doesn't hurt, and in fact, you might have a lot of ups, but a guy that's not an actual wrestler, you just have to pay more attention to what's going on. You have to know when to get in, what to do, when to lay back. It's all about reading the crowd and adding to a match instead of taking away from a match. I just went on a tangent, but that's, you know what I mean? That's it. I mean, there's guys that, you know, they just walk to the ring, do their thing, walk back, like, and that's cool, but I want to be a part of it. Like, yes, I hang out with the dudes I manage because it helps. It builds that camaraderie. You know what I mean? I've managed guys that I don't, and it's just not the same, but that's different strokes, different folks. But at the end of the day, you're there to add to the presentation or the overall appearance of the show, not to, you know, not if two guys are in the ring and they're totally ignoring the match for the manager and he's out there acting like a fool, he's totally doing his job wrong. Like I said, you're there to add to a match, not take away from a match.
This question actually comes from a person that I'm not actually even familiar with who they are. And it's a really weird question because I know you've never been a promoter.
Right.
So, but they want to know what kind of advice you would give to somebody who's thinking about becoming a promoter.
Don't. Just don't do it. That's the best advice I could give you. Don't do it. And if you are, make sure you're, I don't know, like that's a realm of the business that I never wanted involved with. Like the promoting end of it and that's not my cup of tea. Like I can't even sit here and pretend to tell you. I could say I know, oh, you got to pepper the towns with flyers. You got to, you know, you're asking the wrong cat that question. I would say, unless you're 100% on what to do, just don't do it because you're going to lose your ass. You know, I don't know. I that's a headache this guy would not want to deal with.
Right? I'm not. After being in
so
the
let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let's talk wrestling managers. You're a manager.
Okay.
I'm a manager. Let's talk wrestling managers. Let me steer this conversation a minute and ask you. Who's your favorite wrestling manager of all time? Who's your guy? When you watch wrestling from whenever you started to now, number one guy, who's your guy?
Bobby Heenan.
Good answer. Good answer. And that's, I don't know, arguably that I would have to agree. That's my hands down favorite. But the harder question, because let's face it, Bobby's probably at the top of 90% of people's list. Unless they're young, then they're going to say Paul Heyman, which is totally cool. Because that's if Bobby Heenan's number one, everybody else is fighting for number two.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your number two guy?
You already said it, Heyman.
Heyman?
Yep.
See, I like Heyman. Heyman's on fire right now, cutting some of the best promos of his life. I got to go with, like for me personally, you know who I always dug? Paul Bearer. That guy
Paul Bearer was a good one.
And even better than Paul Bearer,
yeah, I could
look up old Paul Bearer and look up Percy Pringle.
I'm familiar with Percy Pringle's work.
Percy Pringle was amazing.
You know, I could probably do a whole top 10 wrestling managers. Just because I studied managers for hours upon hours.
Same here. I was an unathletic kid. The managers are where it was at for me. I got in the business not even wanting to be a wrestler. I wanted to be a manager.
Same here.
I never had an intent on getting in the ring. A lot of guys, you know, they become managers because of reasoning. But, like, I got in with the sole purpose of I wanted to be a manager.
So did I.
Like,
now,
Heenan,
I'll throw out
Blassie. Go ahead.
I'll throw out a couple of more obscure managers to 90% of wrestling fans today that I think are two of the best ever. Gandhar Akbar.
Yes.
And General Adnan Al-Kasi.
Yes. Yeah, see that now you're getting you're right. I mean Skandar Akbar in Texas was awesome.
Exactly. They both ran Texas and they were both
Adnan Al-Kasi had that run in WWE in the 90s.
Yes he did with Slaughter.
Slaughter and the Sheiky Baby.
Yes he did.
See, now I'm with Gary Hart. There's another guy that didn't get as much credit as he deserved.
Gary Hart's a great one.
Playboy Gary Hart was a great manager. You know, another one that's obscure that not a, Paul Ellering. He kept the Road Warriors
Paul
in
Ellering.
Line legitimate.
Back in WWE.
I mean, I'm going from NWA all the way up.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Paul Ellering's another one. He's one of those guys that for years it seemed like he was overlooked. But
here's another one of those dudes. Here's a tough one. And I'm going to be very specific when I ask this question.
Okay.
Best female manager. Not valet, manager.
That's a tough one.
I know what you want to say.
Yeah.
I think you and I
can agree manager.
She was a valet.
She was a manager.
She was a valet.
She was billed as a manager, and I'll never admit otherwise.
She was a valet.
Now, realistically, no, she was a manager. Accompanied to the ring by his manager. That's what Howard Finkel said. So as a kid, that was gospel. Now you know
you already know
as a personal who I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say there. Realistic. Now, okay, anybody that doesn't know what he's busting my balls about, if I was a Mexican wrestler, they'd call me Liz Mark. Okay, the first lady of wrestling stole the heart of this 10-year-old little fat kid back in 1985. So it's hard for me to take those blinders off. But realistically speaking, Sherry Martel is the greatest lady manager, period. I mean, I can look at it objectively. Liz was my favorite. Sherry was the best.
Behind Sherry, I would have to say woman.
Woman's another one that is very... Go ahead.
I was thinking about something yesterday, actually. And it's a personal debate with myself, actually.
I don't care what you do on Saturday nights, bro.
We all know that Sonny was always, or has always been described as the original diva.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you agree that the real first diva was Sensational Sherry?
I don't know. That almost seems like a demotion calling Sherry a diva. Because Sherry was a hell of a lady wrestler long before she was a manager.
Absolutely.
I mean, to me, that's just two completely different creatures. Like, Sonny was good, don't get it twisted, and she was hot. But, yeah, had Sherry not paved that road, I mean, even as far as that goes, Liz paved the way for Sonny. Woman paved the way for Sonny. And that's another one that really sticks in my craw, is that woman gets buried because, you know, in public because of the Benoit thing. When that lady was hitting it hard back in the day, doing her thing, getting her grind on, woman was an amazing valet / manager.
Yes, she was.
But she, you know, I mean, your average fan just knows her as that chick with Chris Benoit. But, you know, that's just my opinion. I might be wrong. I know there's a lot of kids out there. Chris Benoit should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't buy that shit, but that's just my opinion.
Now, I see both sides of the equation on that one.
Nah, I don't at all.
You don't?
No. He killed a woman and a kid, bro. I don't care what he did in the ring.
If you take out all the criminals.
Murder? No, but murderers, bro. We're not talking criminals. He didn't sell a dime bag of weed or get caught with pills. He murdered a child.
I just can't get past that. That may be the key word right there.
He murdered his wife and his kid. I can't get past that. I mean, and I'm sure there's people, Bobby's an asshole. I've got into this with, of all people, you know, what's his name? Tony Evergreen. Because he said, Chris Benoit. Like, that's cool, but, you know, he's a murderer, right? He killed a child.
Thank you for actually.
Only won 32 heavyweight championships.
thank you for bringing him up, because I've noticed something about him over the last 6 months to a year. And now I haven't seen him for almost 2 years, actually a little over 2 years. But I've noticed something over the last 6 months to a year. He has decided, for some ungodly reason, to directly rip off
a couple I know of where you're going with this
area.
And well-known people at that. It's not
well-known people. So what is your opinion of people who rip off the personas of other people in their general area, especially in
well,
their general
the
area?
Because I'm cool with the kid. I mean, I'll be honest there, but
I don't know that the one I think is insanely talented.
I don't know if both were intentional or if one was intentional and the other one was an accident. I'm not sure how that happened. I would just say you'd want to research the area a little better. You know what I mean? Before you start plucking stuff or borrowing or however you want to say that. That's all I mean. You know, it's kind of sick and twisted that he would do something like that, but I mean, maybe he's a sick and twisted kind of cat.
Because that was pretty good.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either, what I'm talking about either.
No, I told you. I could have told you that 10 minutes into this show.
But,
ba-dum-boom.
For a guy that weighs 138 pounds.
Well, ain't neither one of us weighs that, brother.
Hmm?
Nothing. I said neither one of us weigh that. All right, look,
no,
Ace Diamond.
Him.
I know. I'm just busting you. All right,
so
look, Ace Diamond.
Yes.
Are you there? Hello.
I'm here.
All right, look.
You still
look
there?
We're pushing. We're almost out of time.
Yeah. So go ahead and.
I was gonna say, can I get it one more cheap plug
in? Real quick.
All right, now that you've enjoyed this last hour on Matt Chat, all you guys on mute, ha, ha, ha. I'm not on mute because I'm Bobby. That's how this stuff works. Anyway, you can catch me every Wednesday.
I'm not unmuting you.
That's right, Davidson. So you just listen. Every Wednesday night, East 3rd Street, Bobby Olson, Jake Crist, Ron Mathis, Zachary Wentz, the whole foundation, every Wednesday night, 7:30 bell time, Friday, October 7th, you could catch it. Internet pay-per-view taping. Horrorcore, Rockstar Pro Wrestling. Love it. Hate it. You can't deny. That's where it's at. All right, Ace. I'm done plugging, brother. Follow me on Twitter, HBO937. Follow me on Instagram, HBO937. All my social media. Follow, like, tag, follow.
And I want to thank Hollywood Bobby Olson for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And we're out of here. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Peace.